You could crush your corn and make it coarse, or you could tighten it down, put the burrs together, and grind some. Even you could make cornmeal on it.
Oh yeah.
But that is about as fine as you couldn't grind flour on it, because it wouldn't go down that low. That had to be ground on a stone mill.
You'd take that to.
You have to take that to miller to grind that on a stone mill.
If you're taking just a part of a load of some kind of grain on a wagon, did you have a special name for that?
Jag. Take a jag of corn, take a jag of hay out, or take a jag of corn over to get it ground.
Yeah, I just wondered if you...
how do you take a jag of corn? Yeah, that's right. And you'd cut your corn up in the fall and put it in the shock. And usually you could shuck some of it off. They call it husk. We always call it shuck.
Mm-hmm.
Shuck some of that off before you cut it, which made it very nice. Otherwise, you cut up this fodder and leave it in the field. And after got your corn shucked, then you would start in and tear those shocks down. And we had a rack built up about 2 foot high, and we had two poles that must have been about 10 feet long. And we'd take that rack out and set it down with a shock, and take the shock down and put it on the rack, and each, two of them could chuck, one could chuck on one end, one on the other. And
mm-hmm.
You'd chuck that corn out and throw it in a pile and put the fodder back up in the shock. And then you'd come along when they had a snow on and cut the four stalks that you'd tie together when you put that shock up, cut those shocks and dump the whole thing over on the sled and haul her up to the barn and stack it.
Mm-hmm. And whereabouts in the barn would you?
Well, you'd stack it out in the field by the barn.
Oh.
And near the feedlot.
Uh-huh.
Or woodlot. And then every morning when you let the cattle out of the barn, you'd go down there and possibly, it all depended on how many cattle you had. If you had 10 or 15, maybe you'd throw a shock of fodder over, maybe you'd throw a shock and a half over the fence, and then you'd get over and scatter it out so they could all eat it. And that would be an every morning's job. That chucking that thing when it got cold was another big job, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I imagine. You said something about the four stalks. Was it just always exactly four stalks?
No, it's just you would it'd be made like this table with four legs, see?
Oh, I see.
And instead of having a top on it, you'd have a rail long ways, and then you'd have one at the end across this way, and it was all solid, see? And you just pick it up and carry it from one shot to the other. Set it down. That would be to lay the shock fodder on so you could stand up and shuck it.
I see.
Otherwise, if you tore that shock down and laid down, you'd have to get down on your knees.
Uh-huh.
And that wasn't any good. Because your knees would get wet and cold, and it'd get awful tiresome.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Where if you could stand up and shuck that fodder off of this rack, why, it was lots nicer to do and easier to do. And then another thing, in harvesting the hay, the old original type, you'd cut the hay and get it cured, and then you'd rake it up with a rake, and you'd go out with a wagon, and two fellows would pitch this hay on, and one fellow would load it. Later on, they got hay loaders.
Mm-hmm.
That would pick, they have them today, but they don't use them very much now.
And the hay was already in chocks?
No, it was just laying loose on the ground.
It was laying on the ground.
And they rake it up in windrows. They had a rake there that all you could possibly...